Harper Audio presents Night of the Animals, a novel by Bill Brown. Performed by Ralph Lister. And every night when his brethren were abed, Cuthbert would go and stand in the cold water, all naked up to the chin, till it were midnight. And then he would come out. And when he came to land, he might not stand for feebleness and faintness, but oft fell down to the ground. And after a time, as he lay thus, there came two otters which licked every place of his body, and then went again to the water that they came from. And then Cuthbert arose all whole. From the Life of St. Cuthbert, The Golden Legend, circa AD 1260. 1. Listening to the Zoo. On the last day of April of 2052, as a newly discovered comet, Urga Rampos, neared Earth, a very ill, very old, and very corpulent man started to shoulder his way into the thick hedges around the last public zoo on Earth. Cuthbert Handley, a freshly minted nonagenarian, and a newly homeless one, clambered into the shrubbery as fast as his large, frail bones allowed, which wasn't very. As the tough branches of yew and hazel abraded his arms and neck and face, he hardly felt them. What stung him was consciousness, every last red, lashing ray of it.
"Crack on,"
the old man grumbled to himself, struggling to guard his eyes with his immense hands.
"Go, you two-boned bletherhead! You get a wriggle on!"
It hurt Cuthbert to think, and it hurt to feel. Most of all,